Welcome to this podcast featuring Al Jolson and Friends, sponsored by the website of the International Al Jolson Society. Al Jolson was the preeminent superstar of the 20th century with the first million-selling song, first million-selling album, and more number one hits than the Beatles. The songs Al Jolson sings on this week's podcast are from another in a series of Shel Chateau broadcasts, this one from July 20th, 1935. On this podcast, you'll hear Al Jolson sing Coney Island, two songs from Paul Dresser including Banks of the Wabash and My Gal Sal, and Rose in Her Hair.
Well, you know how hot it's been all over the country the last few days. Well, this morning I took a drive up in the hills to cool off a little bit. And on my way back to the studio, I kind of lost my way. And I noticed a little boy standing nearby, so I jumped out of the car and I said, "Listen, Sonny, can you direct me to Warner Brothers Studio?" He said, "Sure. If you give me a dollar, I will." And I said, "A dollar? Don't you think that's too much money?" And he said, "No, not for a movie director." Well, during these hot days, people naturally think of the seashore. You know, there are more people in the borough of Manhattan than any other place its size in the world. And where do they go for a holiday? Coney Island. Victor, let's go to Coney Island together. Come on. Every summer, we go down to Deauville by the sea, where one can rub his shoulders with a king. St. Moritz in wintertime, oh, that's the place to be. And then to Paris in the spring, where one can have his little fling. Though Normandy is lovely in November, somehow it leaves you nothing to remember. I can't forget the night I met you down at Coney Island. Gee, I was proud you picked me from the crowd at Coney Island. And very soon I proved to you that my intentions weren't phony. It ended in matrimony. And now we're eating caviar instead of macaroni. But I recall those picnic lunches of bologna with a smile. I guess I'm still a hick, 'cause I still get a kick just loving you while shoving through the crowded Coney Isle. I can't forget the night I met you down at Coney Island. Gee, I was proud you picked me from the crowded Coney Island. And very soon I proved to you that my intentions weren't phony. It ended in a matrimony. And now we're eating caviar instead of macaroni. But I recall those picnic lunches of bologna with a smile. I guess I'm still a hick, 'cause I still get a kick just loving you while shoving through the crowd at Coney Island. Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago I sang a song by one of the greatest composers that ever lived. That great American of American music, Stephen Foster. But there's another great American songwriter of the past who will never be forgotten. He died about 25 years ago. But to me, his memory, it'll live forever, even if he had written only this one song. Oh, the moonlight fair tonight along the warbank. From the field there comes a breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamores the candlelight are gleaming. On the bank of the warbank, you guessed it. That song was written by Paul Dresser. He wrote many famous songs. Songs that all of you know, like Just Tell Him That You Saw Me, The Letter That Never Came, and The Blue and the Gray. But the song I'll remember, Paul Dresser, well, it's another one. It's one of the first songs I ever learned when I was a kid. And I'm sure that if all of you children listening in will ask your daddies what song it was that he sang to your mother when he courted her, he'll tell you, it was My Gal Sal. Everything is over, and I'm feeling sad. I just lost the best pal that I ever had. It's but a fortnight since she was here. Seems like she's gone now for 20 years. Oh, how I miss her, my old pal. Oh, how I'd miss her, my gal Sal. Face not so handsome, but I don't you know that shone just as bright as they did years ago. They called her frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrows and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal. They called her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your troubles, sorrows and care, oh, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but a dead on the level, was my God.
Home, folks, I'd like to sing a song that I think will be one of the big hits of
from a new picture, Broadway Gondolier. I saw the preview of this picture recently. When I left the theater, I was mad. And do you know why? I was mad because I wasn't in the picture. But they can't stop me from singing the song. The title is The Rose in Your Hair. Love is a rose, and it grows like a rose. I found a rose nestled in someone's hair. Sweet was the rose, and never a maid was so fair. In her eyes there was moonlight, and a rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I just put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with a scent of the rose in her hair. Love was in bloom, in the gloom of the night. Bright was the moon on the night we were there. Love was in a bloom, and so was the rose in her hair. In her eyes there was moonlight, and a rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I just put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with a scent of the rose in her hair.
This entire radio program is available on the website of the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. That's JOLSON.ORG. Along with many other radio shows, Jolson recordings, video clips, and information about the world's greatest entertainer. Be sure to visit the site and listen for the next podcast. As Al Jolson said, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."